Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's weekend going? I hope it's going as productive and safe and fun and full of love like it's supposed to be, since it was Valentine's Day yesterday. So happy late Valentine's Day to all my supporters out there. I appreciate you all. And I hope everyone had a good Valentine's Day if you're in a relationship. And if you're not in a relationship, you know, I hope that your friends actually got together and you guys actually did something fun. Now, for my friend, I had went ahead and got her some wine that me and her have never tried before, and got her a card, got her a glass, and definitely went ahead and took her out to a restaurant that we've never been before, but we definitely enjoyed ourselves yesterday. And my family, you know, we all went out to breakfast. My family got me a rose and a vase, and I got a card from the Bay, and then from my friend, she had also got me some stuffed animal and a candle. Yeah, I can't wait to light, and because I know it smells good already. So, and definitely some candies and a card. So you know, really, Valentine's Day was actually more great this year than I think I've had in a long time. Sorry, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Sometimes it's not always good. Sometimes it's okay. All depending on who you're with, right? So no worries. I'm not really stressed about it. It's just another day, and every day should be treated like Valentine's Day when you're in a relationship with a special someone. So, and sorry again. I know you guys are mad at me. Like, you said you're going to be back on Wednesday. My fault. And I apologize definitely with the most sincerity. I know I've always been saying that I'll be on Sundays and Wednesdays, and then the days come up and then something happens. So I could definitely be honest with you all and tell you that Wednesday went by, came and gone, and I really didn't realize I had missed my air show time until like probably like 7, 8 o'clock that day. And I said, oh, my God, I totally forgot. I let the day go really past me. I was really busy actually focused on something that was very important at the time, and I really, really honestly forgot this time. There's been other times where I really just ran out of time because I was too busy doing something else, but I knew mentally that I should have been on the air that day, and I so apologize for saying that I'd be on, and I'm just not going to even say it anymore. But you guys know that I'm normally on Wednesdays and Sundays, Thursdays. So where does Thursday come from? I'm normally on Wednesdays and Sundays at 6:30. So I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm just going to, if I'm on, you guys can always replay the past shows anyway. So also, after I got off the show last Sunday, the Grammys came on. How many of you all saw the Grammys? What do you think about the Grammys this year? Now, I know that the Grammys, from what I know and what I saw, the Grammys are definitely slow this year, with a lot of slow songs from a lot of popular artists, and the performances were not really jiving me. They really weren't. And now the outfits, of course, as always, were crisp and clean and well put together. Now, what I wasn't understanding was the liking is the fact that if you look real close, you didn't even have to look real close. It was very crystal clear that some of these teeth were not white. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, that they don't have to be perfect, you know, as far as shape-wise. They don't have to be veneers. They don't have to be straight teeth. You know, they could be crooked teeth, but as long as they're white. And these artist teeth were not white. I was like, my God, why am I seeing yellow teeth? Anyways, so out of everything, you know, everything was put together, looked nice, and all of a sudden I see these yellow teeth. I did not approve. Did not approve. So, also, right after the Grammys, let me see, what else is happening this week? It's like really big that everyone keeps talking about. All right, so definitely Kanye West came out this week with a new clothing line with Adidas. And how many of y'all have actually checked it out, right? How many of y'all definitely checked it out and saw some of the outfits? And what are your thoughts and feedbacks on those outfits? Because I can honestly say I looked at some of those outfits, and it wasn't really mainly an outfit. It was just that one piece. You know, and it took me a little bit to understand exactly what I was looking at. And I had another friend give me the concept as well, you know, his opinion on the concept of Kanye's clothing line. And it's not all necessarily the whole outfit. It was just one piece. Like, if it's the sweater, that was just that one piece. If it was the sneakers and a top piece. It was just those two pieces. While we didn't need to look at everything else, because, you know, normally some fashion shows are really geared towards the whole outfit, the whole ensemble. You know, what is the heels of the person that's, you know, the female that's wearing them. What is the shoes? What is the sneakers? What is the jacket, the button-up shirt underneath, whatever it is. So Kanye West definitely, even though he's a little weird in his mindset, but that's all right. It took a little bit just to figure out, because if you didn't attend the event, you're not going to really understand it. So it definitely took a little bit to understand it. He was definitely gearing towards one or two pieces per model that came out. So I can honestly say it looked a little weird at first. Definitely outfits that I'm probably not ever going to wear. But it has a good concept as far as how he wanted them to be presented. So, but other than that, his sneakers definitely they look really nice. Now, I'm a sneaker fanatic and heel fanatic. You know, I have a fetish for shoes, and I wouldn't mind getting his sneakers. But you know, at this point in time, I have other priorities. So, if you didn't get a chance to check it out, definitely go ahead and check out his clothing line. And what can we say about the facial expressions of his audience? You had all on the front row. You had Kim Kardashian with Northwest. It was going off. You know, at one point she was crying up a storm. You got Beyonce, Jay-Z. Then you had Diddy, Cassie, and Rihanna all in the front row. And I could tell you that these facial expressions were so straight, it wasn't even funny. I'm sure they were just as confused and unexpected as the majority of the world has already been checked out his clothing line. I can honestly say it's definitely, we're all feeling the same thing. So, moving on. So we definitely received a couple of inches of snow yesterday. Last night, as you know, as the day was ending for Valentine's Day, snow started about between 7 and 8 o'clock, and definitely was coming down very, very heavy. I was actually in the mix of that whole heavy snow as I was coming home from my friend's house last night, and it really got to the point where I couldn't see. So that's how bad it was getting. The way to her place is like, there's multiple ways you can get to someone's place, but the way I normally take is like a very long wooded way, because it has a lot of land, has a lot of trees, and it doesn't have a lot of poles, you know, a lot of light poles. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the snow is coming so fastly down, and if you was to put the high beams on, it was just look a mess. So I couldn't put the high beams on, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I had to do like between 10 and 20 miles per hour, and I made it, of course, obviously, made it home safely, and it was definitely very scary a little bit, but I handled it. So for all my people that are actually getting the chance to have a day off tomorrow, high five to you all. I hope that, you know, you are definitely attacking some things that you have on your to-do list tomorrow while on your day off, and if you're not, you're just planning on just having your day off and just literally being lazy around the house, by all means, do what you feel and please do. So we are now approaching the last two full weeks of February, because as you all guys know, it's February is the shortest month. And, you know, it's funny, it's only short by, what, 2 to 3 days? So it's funny. They all say, you know, it's been considered the shortest month for so long, and it's only because it's short by 2 to 3 days. So it's just funny. But we are coming up to the last in 2 full weeks of February. And how many of you all are getting prepared and or already prepared for what next month follows? Because we are approaching the tail end of our lovely winter come March, and we are approaching daylight saving time. So we got the tail end of winter coming up, and then we also have the upcoming daylight savings time is just coming up as well. So if I have my months right, I can always double check that too as well. So I think March is daylight savings time. Yes, it is. So I had to double check that for you all. But so as we are coming up to that, I'm so excited about that just as much as you guys are. We will definitely be talking more basis on how to be more prepared for upcoming things that we all have going on. And time is just steady, just passes by, is it not? And how many of you all actually, you know, celebrate President's Day? You know, just it's not just a day off, but how many of you all actually really consider President's Day a day of celebration? Now, I've never really taken it into consideration. I'm going to be one of those that can admit I don't take President's Day. And some of these holidays that are considered holidays, I don't really take them into consideration, unfortunately, except for, like, of course, you could say 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. Of course, I make plans for those days, Valentine's Day. But those Valentine's Day, you don't get a day off. So we have upcoming events for myself. I'm so excited. So as you guys all know, my birthday is this month, so it's definitely coming up. It's coming up so fast. And I'm just, you know, I'm excited about it. But I'm also, the closer I get to my birthday and just the thought process of just knowing that I'm turning another year older, I keep thinking to myself of how much more determined I need to be and should be to get a lot further than what I am at this point in time. And, you know, some of us might be actually waiting for that break, you know, that that plateau of being able to move forward in life as fast as we would like to be able to build and have everything set for additions. And when I mean additions, you know, a new home, possibly a new car, a new career, and or family. You know, new additions is always something that's an extra expense that could be an extra expense for years to come. Now, I'm even more focused and prepared and excited. So, congratulations, if you don't know already, congratulations, high five to the mother of four in North Carolina who won the Powerball. So happy for her. She definitely needs it and could use it for sure. One of her children, if I'm not mistaken, has cerebral palsy. So high five to her. I didn't know her name per se, but I did see the article on it. So as you can hear, we are coming to our countdown. And you guys can definitely contact me on my business email address foryourimagellc@gmail.com. Said it too fast, right? Or you can contact me at prestoexperts.com/conversationwithStewie. And also, I wanted to ask you guys your opinion on a persuasive topic. I definitely need assistance with that, but by the time I get any of your feedback, it'll be too late. I already had to submit my topic for class. So, but I definitely would have greatly appreciated all feedback on a persuasive topic. Give me some ideas. But in the meantime, you guys can follow me on Instagram at StewieChewy, StewieChewy. And as always, everyone be safe. We did get some stuff. Yes, we did get some snow, so for everyone that's on my side of the world that did get snow, be safe, travel safe out there, and for everyone else that did not get snow out there, you guys have a great warm atmosphere and great days. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.